California has a $23 billion budget deficit. That means there'll be less money to pay for such much-needed public services as health care. In Los Angeles, public health already is facing deep cuts at both the federal and state levels. Today, the Department of Public Health presents budget recommendations to the county supervisors. Deborah Baer reports.
Los Angeles is no stranger to health budget crises. One in the mid-90s nearly dragged the county into bankruptcy. A federal bailout of $1 billion prevented that. A similar crisis in 2000 was averted by another $1 billion in funding from Washington. But the county has been told not to expect another rescue. Deep cuts in services are imminent, and LA residents are protesting. Scores of healthcare workers and patients carrying signs reading "These cuts won't heal" and "Save our hospital" turned out for a recent rally at Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles, one of the public hospitals threatened with closure if the county can't solve its funding crisis.
My name is Georgia Miles, and I'm a patient here at Harbor. I was diagnosed with serious kidney problems 10 years ago, and no insurance company will cover my kidneys. And if I didn't have this hospital, I don't know where I would go.
Dr. Dan Schaefer at Harbor UCLA, who represents the county's resident physicians, fears the impact that program cuts will have on the uninsured.
We're here to take care of our patients, patients that are largely overlooked by society because they're poor, because they're uninsured. We're here to take care of them, and we need the support of the federal government, the local government, and the state government to do that.
There's not a great answer to all this.
Dr. Thomas Garthwaite is the county's new health director. The former Undersecretary of Health for the Department of Veterans Affairs was hired earlier this year to streamline the county's system of 6 hospitals and 26 health centers. But now he's preoccupied with mind-boggling budget deficits, expected to grow to $800 million in the next 3 years, largely because of shrinking federal funds. Counties are required to provide health care to the indigent, but state and federal funding haven't kept pace with the growing number of uninsured and the growing cost of medical care.
Even before the deficit facing the state, just projecting our needs forward showed that we had a significant imbalance. The worse off the state is, the less we can look to them for help.
Instead of help, Garthwaite is expecting to lose more than $24 million to state budget cuts this coming year. Drastic, grim, and dire are the adjectives being used to describe the scenarios he's considering. At today's meeting with county supervisors, he'll recommend closing almost half the county's health clinics, shutting down all school-based medical programs, and converting a hospital in the high desert to an outpatient clinic. That's just the beginning. If he doesn't get more federal funds by October, he might have to shut or partially close at least 2 hospitals whose emergency rooms form part of the fragile backbone of the county's trauma network.
It will stress our emergency rooms. It will stress other safety net hospitals. It will result in uninsured patients who delay getting health care and some who get it at all.
Garthwaite is also considering thousands of layoffs in the next 2 years, which, ironically, could create even more uninsured. The new director isn't happy about his choices. "I didn't deal these cards," he says. "I just have to play them." For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer in Los Angeles.